If we always had what we want, I mean this, we would stop praying. God deprives us of people, of affection, of things we dearly love. Why? In order we might ask Him for what we need. Learn to beg our Lord for what you need. We continue. There is such a thing as what the church calls the prayer of expiation. We have all sinned every day. Is Ignatius' recommendation to us and tells us in retreat we give to always remind the people to pray expiatory prayer, asking, O Lord, where have I failed during the day? What should I do tomorrow to make up for what I failed to do today? Let me be very clear. Shall I say brutally clear? Every day, every one of us has sinned. Am I clear? Every day, every one of us as a human being has sinned. We've all offended God. I plead with you, before you retire at night, examine your conscience. My recommendation over the years: first, thank God for the pleasant things He's given you. Thank God for the pain He sent you during the day. All our prayer, I mean this, after 52 years of the priesthood, should begin by thanking God what He has given us. But among the things we should reflect on, especially in the evening, where I have failed in talking to certain people, failed in my kindness. I don't believe I've recommended this before. Well, to know how we look at people. There is such a thing as looking at people, what shall I say, painfully. I don't believe I've ever told you to do this. Keep a manifestation of pain for your prayer with God. What people most desperately need is encouragement. The more pleasant we can look when we're talking to people, the less we talk about our sorrows and trials with people. Oh, don't misunderstand me. Share your trials, share your sorrows, but with whom? With God. Cultivate the habit. You don't know what costume you have. Ask your husband or your children. How pleasant am I? There are some people who during the day seem to be always in pain. When I say smile, I am not indulging in a joke. People need, I know what I'm saying, people need to be smiled at. There are sorrows and pains in everyone's life. What people need is encouragement. And we have a duty, I mean this, we have a duty to encourage everyone who enters our lives. This therefore means that we ought to expiate our failure in serving God by giving ourselves more generously to everyone whom God puts into our lives. Oh, how slow we can be to talk to some people and look at them pleasantly. Lord, how we need, I call it expiation. Beyond this classification of prayer is the unspoken assumption. While all prayer is essentially adoration, that's the heart of prayer. However, we are to adore God, shall I repeat, in five different ways. We are to adore God by our acts of submission, accepting from His hands whatever He sends us, no matter how painful it may be. We are to pray and speak to God by thanking Him. Thank Him for the good things that we like. Thank Him for the pain that He has sent us. We are to pray by our acts of petition, begging God for what we need. And the greater our need, the more we should pray. We should pray to God by our acts of expiation, begging God for things we have failed in the past. Oh, what a public confession I could make. Of course, I will not. Expiate our past life by doing the very things we have failed in the past in not doing. And finally, and most importantly, we are to pray with our hearts deeply and dearly loving God. God wants to be loved. Does God need our love? No, He is God. But we need Him. And we should come to Him with the deepest love of our hearts. And the more pain, the more suffering He sends us, the more profoundly we should love God. Lord Jesus, You are our God. You became man in order to suffer and die on the cross out of love for us. We beg You, dear Lord, to give us a share in Your cross. We love You as You loved us. Offering up to You everything in our lives, especially the suffering and the pain, because that is how you, our God, show your love for us mainly by dying on the cross out of love. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think 11:15 is the sacrifice of the Mass. Mass will follow in about 4 or 5 minutes.